Hey everyone, this is Amanda. Welcome back to this podcast. Today we are going to be continuing the educational series, and we're going to be talking about students and how the ACT and SAT has affected them. So this is a 3-hour test, one classroom, a 3-to-5 section multiple choice test, and it will determine whether or not you will attend college or you will get financial aid that will pay for your college. And this is what students in high school are required to take. Students will spend upwards of 20 to 25 hours in a year, and this is just not normal studies. This is just for the ACT, SAT. It is expensive. The practice books, the tutors, online help, all the practice tests, all of this go into it. It all boils down to the actual $40 to $70 test, and it may not be the only time students will attempt this. These standardized tests should not determine the future of a student's success, but many other people have different things to say about it. Personally, I believe that these standardized tests should not determine a student's life. There should be much more that goes into college admissions or financial aid rather than just this one test. And so today I'd like to interview three people. Two of them will be students and one of them is a teacher, and I want to see what they think about this subject. Today we're here with Evan Van Fossen. He is a recent graduate of Liberty High School and he now goes to Ole Miss as a freshman. Evan, I have three questions for you. What has been your experience with standardized testing such as the ACT, SAT?
To be honest, Amanda, I didn't really like the test. I felt like they didn't really prepare me for college. They were really expensive and I had to take a whole bunch of them because I didn't do that well on the first couple, and it was just really hard to prepare for.
So do you think at all this could be a beneficial system?
Honestly, no, not really.
And if you could change one thing about the whole system of standardized testings, what would it be?
I think I would maybe make the prices at a different amount, and maybe make the test not easier, but you know.
That was Evan Van Fossen. Thank you so much for joining our podcast today. And now we're here with Zena Tuta, who is also a freshman at Ole Miss. Zena, what has been your experience with standardized testing?
Amanda, I took the ACT instead of the SAT. I did fairly well on the ACT, but I did have to do a lot of prep for it. I didn't necessarily like how everything was really based on our standardized testing. Like, we needed good scores to get into a good school because some people aren't that great at testing. And I took it so many times, and I still only did good on my first one that I took after paying for it multiple times.
So after saying that, do you think this was a beneficial system?
I think for the most part, it's a good way to assess people and like what their strong suits are, but there's definitely some flaws in the system.
And if you can change one of those flaws, what would it be?
Probably the time limit on the test, because some people aren't good at working under pressure, and honestly, it's not a lot of time that's allotted for the questions. I found myself running out of time on almost all the sections.
Thank you so much, Zena. Now we're on with Grace. Grace is a TA at Ole Miss. Grace, what has been your experience with standardized testing?
Well, when I was in high school, I took the SAT and the ACT just like everyone else. You know, standardized tests are just those tests that you have to take to get into college, so even though, you know, they weren't exactly enjoyable, it was just a step in the process that everyone has to do.
So do you think this was a beneficial system?
I feel like that can be argued in a lot of different ways. I feel like to some extent, these standardized tests are beneficial in the fact that it puts everyone on the same level and it just kind of, you know, creates a neutral system for everyone to test in, but then at the same time, it kind of creates an, for some people, it creates like an unfair environment because some people just aren't as strong as standardized testers as other people.
And so if you could change one thing about it, what would it be?
Probably the weight that these test scores play in college acceptances.
Thank you so much, Grace. Thank you to everyone who came on our podcast today. I just think it's really important that we get everyone's side of whether their ACT, SAT was beneficial to them, because in the end, this is a test that is for the student and really no one else. We're here to, you know, help them. And so if we don't have that background of what helps and what doesn't, then it'll be really hard to create future tests for the next generation. Next week on our podcast, we're going to be talking about the overall process of college admissions. So see you next week and stay tuned.